On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Yeah, that was not cool.
Yep. But at least you got it,
it's
though.
Gone, yep.
I would have just spit it in that empty beer can.
Snorted it right out of there. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, better than you.
Well, that's usually the case.
Certainly it is.
Welcome to an all-new TCS.
Fellow babies.
Give us a follow on Twitter at Tall Can Audio. If you really wanted, you can follow Rob at Captain Blowhard.
We need to have some wind chimes in here.
Why is that?
You could just open the show with the soothing tune, the sound of some wind chimes. Yeah, that's close enough.
So you just cut it short right there?
That's close enough.
I would like to ask you.
Oh, it's foreshadowing. That's what that shame bell is.
As we take a look at the still first place Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, sacrament.
Why should every GM in the league not be fired summarily? Apparently, all it takes is for George McPhee and Gerard Gallant to come in and take your spare parts, things you don't want, sometimes things that you pay them to take, and then they did dominate you for several months with it. Because it's getting harder and harder and harder to believe that this is going to come crashing down and they'll be terrible.
Well, and it's the way they play too, right? Is they sort of, they play a tenacious sort of grinding disciplined game where they just bring it to you.
Well, it's not just grinding. There's some skill there.
For sure. No. Man. But what I'm saying is not grind, but on you.
Yeah.
Right? They're on grinding you all the time. Exactly.
How is it?
Like a grade eight school dance. That's the kind of grinding you're getting.
Oh, my zippers.
That's why you wear underwear, man.
Track pants. That's the one to the school and only. Dance.
Yeah. Is it cooler if you pull them up just a little bit, like just below the knees?
Obviously.
Yes.
No.
Calves for days, baby. Calves for days.
Weird. The Florida Panthers gave them Riley Smith and Jonathan Marchessault and a fourth round pick
to take them.
And those guys are dominating.
Yeah. Well, and you know what?
Like Marchessault just got a $5 million.
Yeah. And here's where I think that Vegas is dropping the ball.
Oh.
Right?
Tell us.
They are now starting to
14th
sign.
14th place Ottawa fan.
Yeah. Well, hockey fan.
Yeah, I know.
Really. And if you look at it and you go, and they're a Western Conference team.
Whatever.
You know, our own, you know, expansion problems were generated in house. Thanks, Dion, for not waving, but that's okay. Yeah, starting to sign these guys now to long term deals.
Marchessault, you should be signing long term. He's young. This isn't the first time he's done it. He was overlooked for a long time. All his underlying stats say that this guy is. Could you get off the mic while you're fucking digesting yourself over there?
Yeah. That can't be helped.
I was listening back to our next show, ladies and gentlemen, will be our look back at our preseason predictions. And as I'm listening back, I keep hearing this bristling and I can't tell what it is until I figure out that it's Rob sitting right in front of his microphone.
Scratching his beard. Well, the beard's even longer now.
Like a fucking grizzly bear on his, yep, his back to the tree or something.
Yeah, and so, I do that too.
Yeah, so, yeah, to me, there's guys that you, like, you want to lock up Nate Schmidt. You want to lock up Shea Theodore. You want to lock up Jonathan Marshall. You want to be very careful about David Perron, right? You want to.
Yeah. Well, and they're in a very tricky spot, right? I think they're still in first.
Yes, they are still in first.
And
in their
you
division.
Look at it and you go, man, you certainly don't expect them at this point to be selling guys off.
Right.
Because how you know, at this point, all bets are off.
Play, take a run, right?
Like, well, this is a freebie.
Yeah.
For sure, because you and I'm not sure.
We both had them to preview the next show. Second last in their division.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah.
That was weird.
Well, it happens.
Yes, it does.
Usually it happens with show tunes, but these things happen here, right?
Yeah, to me, they've taken everything that every other team didn't want. Sometimes they were paid to do it, and now they're kicking ass with it.
Okay, and it's a masterful stroke George McPhee did, right? Clearly, you look at it and go, man, they've caught a bit of lightning in a bottle there.
Because if someone had said to you at the beginning of the season, come the All-Star break, which we're quickly approaching, Vegas will be, forget first, but in a playoff spot or a playoff race, you would have said, as would I, Marc-Andre Fleury has been killing it for them, instead of Marc-Andre Fleury has missed 60% of their games.
Yeah.
And
you look at the amount of games that the guy, that Subban, who didn't even start the season with them,
he's now got
missed.
A .922 save percentage, picked up on waivers.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I would have been gobsmacked by that.
And here they are, and it's been consistent. It's been win streaks, and like they've got like 8 regulation losses.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, now
there it is.
Yeah, look at you now, hey. Oh, that's karma biting you right in your ample backside.
Ample.
Always have to throw in the little extra.
Yeah, to me.
Which does not describe your backside.
A little extra. It's a lot of extra. There's
Who
just something
that
to me.
Third axe handle. About what?
Axe handle?
Well, it's easily 2 axe handles wide.
Oh, Jesus. Got another show to go after this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know what, man? To me, there's just something karmic.
Yeah.
Cosmic going on. There's a little bit of good for those guys.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to be a complete and total revisionist because really I know it. We both thought that team was crap.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, hey, it's decent. It's likely going to be the best expansion
team. Remember, they
team.
Passed on some stuff we thought they
– Yeah.
They didn't draft the best team they could have.
Well, and apparently they did.
Yes, apparently.
And it's not revisionist because
they know better than we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out of here. I was in full agreement with you that they were going to be second last in this division. So – but you wonder now, right, if you were able to – just to select a team from, well, we did it, right? Of the best third and fourth line players. Now they've sprinkled in a couple of top 2 line guys, Neil, Marchessault,
Riley Smith's playing.
Yep,
like
Riley Smith for sure.
And David Perron has had a bit of a resurgence, right? Those are kind of the big guys that are, and William Karlsson is tearing
Killing
it up. Picked him up in the pool. He's been carrying me for a while.
Yeah, so
hat trick against the Leafs. Thanks, fucker.
Yeah, well,
that was a totally genuine in both. Thank you
and
fucker. You.
Yeah. Well, but you were spot on. You said that the Leafs had crapped the bed in Vegas, and
yeah,
and there it is.
Hard to predict the Leafs might crap the bed.
Oh, and see, Saturday night just passed. Saturday last Saturday night.
SATY.
Edmonton was rolling through.
Oh, I got Edmonton notes.
Connor McDavid, 21st birthday, the Saturday night in Vegas.
Start of a bye week.
And yeah, exactly. Last game of the bye week, and they won that game. So you got to think that they probably, that guy's wondering.
He's spending his bye week in Vegas.
I wonder where he woke up
on. Out with a hooker.
Yeah, exactly, where he woke up on. Yeah, well, coke is not legal anywhere. The age doesn't matter, man. If you're going to be, I'm going to wait till I'm legal age to drink before I get that eight ball. For sure.
I'm just suggesting he's probably having a good week.
Okay, I know, but that was odd.
Nah.
Male prostitutes, that, I don't sure. know.
Connor Mac Daddy. Yes. Good for you, buddy.
Little twink action.
Twink. I had the Sens up next, but let's go to the Oilers first since you've brought them up. Would it surprise you to learn, given their respective roles, that Patrick Maroon and Milan Lucic are last.
Who?
Milan Lucic.
Okay.
Are last and second last in the league in penalty differential, meaning they're taking far more than they're drawing.
Yeah, I know it wouldn't at all. And
it would for me just a little bit.
Everybody.
Like, Lucic is a dick. People take penalties against him, right? Like, he bugs people. But
really? I'm staying away from that guy if I'm on the ice.
Thunder punch.
Well, this is it. Like, I don't know if he's the kind of guy, because he's just a big barrel of a man.
Yes.
There's nothing really about that guy that I want to get too close to. So he may bother me, but he's going to bother me from
a distance.
Fucking 100.
From a distance.
From 100 feet. That's how far he's going to be from me.
Well, he'll be in the penalty box. So.
Yeah, well, good. Good. Because you know what? I'm not afraid of a lot of men.
But that might be one.
I think I'd be afraid of that guy. Just saying.
If it's always topical, so let's revisit Hall for Larson. Hall is fourth in left wing scoring in the NHL and an all-star.
How about Hall for CeCe?
Would have been fun, eh? Things might be looking different in the nation's capital now.
No, probably not, though.
Okay. They'd have dealt him for something else.
What is it? We bring in Boucher, and exactly. If we can send out Phaneuf, Ryan, and Burrows, can we do that?
Sure.
Ah, Brett, send us over Hall.
Adam Larson, second in hits and has 4 points this season.
Yep, that's underachieving. I think everybody involved is disappointed with that. And you know what? I don't think, you know, I know you like to crap on Shirelli.
Absolutely, I do.
And
I am just for doing so.
Yeah, well, he's been there a year and a half. Right? You can't. And you know how many publications had them for sure going to the conference final and beyond?
Us included.
Well, no.
We had them both second in the division this year.
Right. You had them in the
cup final. I had them in the cup final. That's right.
I did not.
Second in the division. You probably had them flaming out in the first round, hindsight being what it is, right?
Yes. That's exactly how I had that. No. We didn't touch on that. And,
right.
And it just came down in cup predictions.
Yeah.
I'm
glad to see you actually went back and listened to these.
No, I did not.
Oh.
I just have a better memory than you.
Well, it's possible. Right. Because I've done some damning cuts for our next show.
Because I had Washington-Nashville Stanley Cup Final.
Looking okay right now.
Hey. Check out the big brain on Rob.
Brad.
Yep, that's why I went.
Where does that come from again?
Pulp Fiction.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that thought Edmonton was going to do well. So not just Edmonton management.
Right.
Right? Now.
But there is a great article online, and you can Google it, Peter Chiarelli versus a potato. And it shows.
Who has more hair?
And it shows what would have happened if, for the last 2 years, a potato was general manager of the Oilers.
Okay.
And what happened when Pete Chiarelli was. And I got to tell you, the potato roster looks a lot better than the Chiarelli roster.
Yeah, the potato's working in hindsight. Like,
God bless them.
Everybody who would be better. Yeah, potato in front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think what happens is, like Ottawa, with the overachieving last year. Now, I didn't think they'd be this bad.
No.
Clearly, I understood they overachieved last year.
Ottawa or Edmonton?
Ottawa.
Okay.
And
let's
so
stay on track.
Okay,
we'll get to Ottawa.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
I got notes there too that you'll love in hindsight.
Is I've never liked Cam Talbot.
Come on.
Hey, I think you could probably find seven different times on one of these shows where I've said he is not.
I can promise you that in the preview shows, I can find at least seven different references to, is he going to be Bernier or is he going to be Talbot in terms of longtime backups who became starters? And you were clearly referencing Talbot as a good starter.
What?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
The Martin Jones and Cam Talbot on one side, the Jonathan
okay.
Bernier.
And what I'm saying is, and not to be a revisionist, but I'm saying to me, you've always been more bullish on Talbot. And what I'm saying is if you want to go on last year, he's trending more towards the Martin Jones and the – who's the other positive one we had? Anyways.
Well, at the time, Antti Raanta going into the season, but that hasn't panned out.
Okay, right. And so, yeah, that was still to be determined. I was much more bullish on their defense than you were. I totally get that.
Yes.
To me, though, and again, despite the fact that I have Talbot in my pool
– right.
I've never really been,
Dubnyk.
I've never loved him. Yeah, that boy. I've never loved him as the starter. And I think you can find a pile of other shows. Clearly if I've endorsed, right. And I picked him up thinking that they were at least going to get, he was going to be good for
that's right.
35 to 40
look,
wins.
I picked them to be in the cup final and I'm not shying away from that. But I probably what would have been reasonable was to assume they overachieved last year and this year they would be in that mix around 3-4 to get back in and have a good run. No one predicted this colossal
they will not make the playoffs.
Falling apart that's just been, you know, unreal. I'm trying to remember what they gave up in the expansion draft to tie it together, but since I can't, we'll move along. The Ottawa Senators, I had a legit question instead of a loaded question. That
yep. What do you got?
There's been a ton of talk, and he's been quiet for a couple weeks now, about the owner here and the fact that he loves to shove his foot in his mouth. And is it possible that between killer goaltending for the last little while, and maybe more importantly, Brian Murray being the buffer, being the guy to maybe keep him in line, that Melnyk was always this batshit crazy, and it was just because the goaltending was holding the team up a bit and because Brian Murray was maybe the go-between, was maybe the buffer, maybe the guy keeping it sane, asking him, don't talk. Is it possible that it's always been this bad, but there's been some shields? There's been some...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you look at Brian Murray, good, great hockey man.
Right.
Right? You can debate some of the trades he's made.
Sure.
You can't debate the drafting.
Right.
Although that year, 2011, when we had three first-round picks and none of them play for us, ouch, that hurts. But what everybody says without fail is what a good manager of people he was, right? And he
apparently managed his boss.
Well, but that's what you have to do, right? Is they need somebody to muzzle that mofo, and so Murray then able to, you know, work that from below, right? In
right.
terms of trying to manage Melnyk, right? Just the message. Just
yep.
the message he's going to send, right? You can't clearly help him when he gets on Toronto radio, which obviously those malicious bitches go, all right, what's happening today? Not
Would
much.
You like to talk?
Yeah, let's get Eugene on the phone.
Sitting at his bar in the Barbados.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to drop some salacious bit of...
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Because so,
I love the show that he appears on, and it's always good radio.
Yeah,
because
you know he's going to say something crazy.
Yeah,
he's got a forensic team working on the Matt Cook Achilles slicing of Carlson.
The joke on primetime sports is that they put up a phone number underneath when Melnyk comes on, because the show's also on TV on Sportsnet, for if you would like to donate towards Melnyk's fine when this interview's over. You can do so.
Please do so, because it's coming right out of our pro scouting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how we end up with Rodriguez and Burrows and whatever else. And this shit keeps happening. So clearly nobody with a decent pro scouting unit would do either one of those.
So I got two more things on the Sens here I want to ask you about.
Let's make them quick, because
yep.
it's killing me.
One being, there's two times I can remember in the last... I don't know, in recent memory, where I thought Sens are bound for a lottery pick. I believe it was 2011 that they picked up Craig Anderson.
Yeah, traded Elliott for Anderson and all went of on a sudden, hot streak. Yeah, fucker.
And the other was the Hamburglar year.
Although let's just look at that 2011 year, mm-hmm. right? And so we were right in that, and, you know, and really it's Ryan Nugent Hopkins, Gabriel Landeskog, that's sort of who's in the top end of that draft.
Yep.
We took Zibanejad, right? The pick right after us, Mark Scheifele, who's likely the best player in that draft.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter where we went, we would have fucked the pick up anyways.
Okay. And then 2013, I believe, was the Hamburglar year,
yep.
where they were down and out, heading for a bad finish, and all of a sudden, whatever it was, 22-5-1 or something
23-3-3.
Yeah. What do you is there a miracle coming this year that will pull them hard enough out of this to avoid a pick and not make the playoffs? So they're staying down.
They're staying down. You and I talked about it yesterday.
Because I'm not talking about a miracle that pulls them into the playoffs. I'm talking about a miracle that pulls them just into the race but fucks up the draft.
Okay, sorry, yeah. No, I say they probably end up around 10th, yeah, right, okay. in terms of that. They're probably still – is that still – that's still lottery area?
Well, everything's lottery area now, right? Everybody's
everything
got
out of the everything out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there'll be 15 teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they probably finish. They'll finish ahead of Detroit.
Right.
Buffalo.
Are they going to catch Florida?
Yeah.
So weird because Florida even is 9 back.
Honestly, it's crap. The division is crap. You look at the Eastern Conference. The bottom is in reverse order: Buffalo, Ottawa, Florida, Detroit.
Florida's above all.
Oh, and Montreal.
Montreal's in there.
Yeah.
It's all Atlantic division.
Yes, it's just crap. You and I were talking yesterday, and Ottawa since Christmas, whatever it is, they've in their last 5 games, they've taken 7 out of a possible 10 points.
Right.
Right. And you sort of go, now we got totally ass hammered in that the 2-point loss was an 8-2 loss to Chicago.
Right.
Yo!
Taken out on our rival the next night.
Yeah. But somebody said, if you like that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to do that in the next 8 5-game segments to finish the season. You need to take 7 out of 10 points in 8 consecutive times just to make it into a playoff position. Let me see. 1, 2. Never going to happen. So, no, this
carry
team
is the 4. We're fucked.
Yeah, this is it. And you go, no. And so, and to further exacerbate this issue, we don't have this pick. Now, it is lottery protected. Everyone, when it happened, went,
yes.
Yeah, lottery protected. Yeah, okay, whatever.
We won't need that.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
And you go, that's it. So
I don't know what that means now that everybody, it must be bottom 5 or bottom 3, right? Like,
well, I think you just use it for the option. There must be a deadline on
it. Oh, right. Like after if we win the lottery, we're keeping it. That's,
right.
Yeah, that'd be right.
And so otherwise you're just like, okay, we're 8th.
Yeah.
Colorado, you get it.
Here you go.
Yeah. So, and Colorado.
Makes it hard to start a rebuild.
Since we beat them back to back in Sweden, we've come home and put it in the shitter. They're now in a playoff position.
Yeah. No.
Hey, let's take your best player. Maybe. Nate McKinnon.
McKinnon's going, fuck you,
yeah,
buddy.
Exactly. And you guys will rise to a playoff position, and we will sink right into the double-decker outhouse.
Last question on the Sens.
Oh, I thought that was it. That was my big finish.
No, it was 2 questions, if you recall. 2
Yeah,
questions.
Right. I don't listen so well.
You have $16.4 million committed to Bobby Ryan, Nate Thompson, Tom Pyatt?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Tom Pyatt.
Zach Smith. Alex Burrows and Gabriel Dumont.
Yes.
Thus far.
But Dumont's a minimum guy, right?
Thus far, that has landed you 19 goals halfway through the season.
Okay, but
for 16
2 goals against the Leafs the other night, though.
Yeah. No, they're factored in. No, I know Thompson.
Pyatt and Dumont both scored those.
Yeah, that hurts.
Woo-hoo!
And I'll get into that in a
second.
Sorry about
that.
Yeah, no, it's.
I've got to put my cherry spin on that.
Because you know what? I'm sitting there when the Sens make it 2-0. And Steve Dangle had something similar to say on his Twitter and his video, going, all right, here we go. It's going to be one of those nights. and you should have just kicked the shit out of us. But instead, we get to hang around, and then we get to get beat again by Gabriel Dumas at the end, and it's just, can we just
lose? By a shot that he misses. Yeah. It was over the net.
Yeah. And it's like, can we just lose? Could you have just beaten the shit? You'd have enjoyed it. It would have been easier on us. No, we're going to let this hang around. How is it possible that $16.4 million, and this doesn't count FNUF, this is just up front, the bottom six is, and obviously think what you want about Bobby Ryan, he's probably should be an above bottom six guy, all committed on multi-year deals.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I don't include that. And I didn't think that was a slant you were going. Bobby Ryan is not a...
I understand.
Yeah, and I get that. And that is a huge overpayment. And if you want to look at the genesis of that contract, they signed him. They traded for him when the Alfredson deal went down. You needed a splash. They brought him into town.
Yep.
They had to give up a pile of shit for him. The pick that became Nick Ritchie, Silverberg, and Nason. And so...
Well, Silverberg... Don't you think really looks like the only guy who might
Silverberg.
Be?
Say, who? Ha, Silverberg. Jakob. Yeah.
Wow. That's capture that. Glad I didn't trample all over.
That's his little song that he came when he came over from after winning the Swedish Elite League scoring title.
Nice.
It's honestly, it's a great song.
Kay.
It's very catchy. Who? Ha, Silverberg.
Sounds say, a little like the Canadian Silverberg. Goal song.
From yeah. Who? Ha. Yeah, you and I were working that to perfection yesterday. Yep.
Lost my train of thought.
Yeah, nope. Bottom two. So to me,
all those guys you're committed to those guys.
Okay, to me, Piatt and Thompson. If you are gonna be, and here, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is radio, so air quotes, a contending team, a playoff team, right? Useful, super useful guys. Both can skate well. Both can kill penalties. Both are gonna fill out your bottom lineup. You cannot have Alex Burrows, who cannot skate anymore. Right? Who can't be his – people say, well, where's that agitating player we saw in Vancouver?
He
can't get into the shit because he can't catch up with whatever's happening. Right? And Dumas, yeah, it's not his fault. He's a minimum guy playing out there.
So why does he have a two-year deal?
Dumas doesn't.
I believe he does. Although Ottawa wouldn't have given it to him. Yeah, he would have come in on waivers.
Oh, yeah.
So
– he was waived. Yeah, we picked him up on waivers. Yeah. I'm not aware of that.
All those guys I listed are on multi-year deals still.
See, and I'm looking at the 2.5.
Thompson would be for sure from free agency.
Yeah, so he's 1.25, whatever it is.
Well, still, point was $16.4 million for 19 goals.
Well, and I think that's probably generous. To me, it seems high. To me, you look at Pageau and Smith, super useful players. They now have sort of the... They've outpriced their present production.
Right. Which always happens to those third line guys that every team loves.
Well, Smith in his platform year, right?
Yeah.
Coming into UFA status, 24 goals. Everybody knew he wasn't going to be able to replicate that.
Right.
Right. And he even said, he's like, I'm not willing to hold out for more money because that's just going to hurt me later. So he took not 25 goal scorer money. He took 2.5. Sort of in that,
yeah.
And so, but he's not even, he is really, he's a third line guy because he's good for 15 to 20, but he's not getting that right now.
Right.
Neither is Pageau. Pageau, I believe, is having an off year, right? But he's making 3.3 or 3.5, whatever it is, over three or four.
Well, he's not in my carefully selected list of damning contracts.
So. But he should be because he's playing, he's your third line center.
But I believe the same thing that he's. This is a bit of an aberration for him. So
yeah. So to me, it's you are now in a spot when you're not contending, you cannot. I keep by it at his 1.1 or whatever it is. You can't afford Nate Thompson. You cannot afford that overspending on Alex Burrows.
Well, not when you're already fucked with FNUF and Ryan and
this is
and
it. You can afford no bad contracts outside of those two.
Yeah. Last thing here, not on the Sens. We'll let you off the hook there a little bit. I don't know how much, you know, because I doubt you, neither one of us will watch this, but NHL All-Star rosters released this week. Can I hit you with a couple of names of guys that are not going?
Yep.
Jonathan Marchessault, Patrice Bergeron, Vladimir Tarasenko, Jacob Voracek.
Jakub.
Forsberg, but he's... probably not going to be healthy in time anyway. Zach Werenski, Hamilton and Morgan Riley. And then in goal, here's where to me it gets a little, you have Sergei Bobrovsky, maybe the in line for the Vezina.
Not a chance, Vasilevsky.
Yeah, that's a good call. And then Anderson and Schneider would be a huge reason New Jersey's having the season that they're having.
And you're talking about Frederik Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, okay. And
if you're going to put Frederik Anderson in there, I'm throwing Mark Stone in there.
Yeah, and I think in an email I said that to you, that to me this year,
you outlined it.
Mark Stone probably deserves it more than Erik Karlsson. On name and reputation and skill, not Erickson, or Erik Karlsson for sure,
yep.
But Stone has been terrific. Yeah,
no, year. And you laid it out perfectly in an email, and I never got a chance to respond to it.
Right.
But it's been so much talk, just even on a local basis, right? People saying, clearly, the best player this season for Ottawa has been Mark Stone.
Right.
Leading goal scorer, takeaways, all these sorts of things.
He is not at like a point a game pace.
Yeah, he is at a point a game.
Yeah.
And a plus 10 on this team. I know
it matters though on this team.
Yeah. And so when you look at, which is minus, I think, 26 as a team, right? In terms of goal for and against.
Differential, yeah.
Wow. And so it gets a lot of talk in this market because Karlsson has been anything but Karlsson-like. Yeah. And so
he's going on name.
Yeah. And what people are saying is, and Crosby came out and said, hey, I don't deserve to go.
No, because he's also a big time minus player.
Right yeah. Now. But he's also a point of game player.
Yep. And he's Sidney Crosby. He's only played in like two or three of these over a 13 year career.
Yeah. And so, but what they're saying is now more than ever, yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares about the kind of season you're having.
It looks that way.
This is all about corporate schmooze, and you're inviting in all the mucky mucks, and they don't want to appear with Jakub Voracek and Mark Stone, and they want to be with Karlsson and Crosby and Ovechkin, and they want to be seen with the names. This is not, it's sort of an all-star festival.
Well, you could make a case then for Toronto. It should have been Morgan Riley over Austin Matthews, who was hurt for a third of the season, a half the season. Riley's got top five defenseman points this year, right?
You could not know anything about that. And people are like, okay, who's Matthews is the.
Yeah.
And you know what? We've seen Toronto twice this year, and which is the games I watch a full 60 minutes of. I'm in and out of other Leaf games, but. Yeah. Mitch Marner is the most dynamic player I've seen in those two games.
Well, especially lately. And in that Ottawa game, for sure, he was moving, right?
Well, and I remember the it wasn't an Ottawa game, but...
The Tampa game, maybe right after New Year's, is what most people were talking about. He was fucking unreal.
And to me, when you hear people say Mitch Marner, right? To me, the hands, the puck skills at speed in tight, right, is McDavid light. Right. In terms of abilities to make moves at speed. Right. And I can't remember what the game was. I just remember Joe Bowen having almost, you know, cardiac arrest as he's choking on
that's a lot of games.
On his junior burger. 2 for $5.
Holy mac.
Yeah. Big Mac. Is Marner beating three guys and then in the right circle slapping one that beats the goalie far side, right?
Yeah.
And he scored, and then as the game was winding down, he tries the exact same thing, beats three guys, and then just...
Oh, I do remember that, yeah. That was like, the Tampa game.
And you're like, oh my God, that is... And you keep waiting, when is somebody going to finish that fool? Right? But it just never happens. And there's got to be a reason, because he's going too fast.
Right. So let me hit you with two names here to finish out the All-Star talk. Carey Price gets in. He has a sub-500 record. Now
shit
granted
hockey,
on a bad
shit
team.
Hockey team.
Yep. But also missed like half their season thus far. I don't know, and this is maybe my point, is that either ditch the 3-on-3 or ditch the every team must be represented thing. Because in place of him, I would have taken Tuukka Rask at 14-8-4.
Yep.
With a 220 goals against average and a 920 save percentage. Or, and this, I get you want to balk at it, but Freddie Anderson.
No, I'm not balking at Anderson.
At 22-12-2 with a 265 and a 922 on a team that doesn't help him out much.
Yeah, right? See, and I balk. The only reason I balk at Anderson is for the aforementioned, every team must be represented.
Right.
It's in Tampa Bay, and Tampa's crushing it.
Yep.
Right? And so when you look, if you're going to bring four guys, and really, Stamkos, Kucherov, Hedman, Vasilevsky, who are you leaving out? If you go, okay, Tampa, you can't have four guys.
Yeah, no, I believe.
Who do you not take?
Right.
And so it's in Tampa. So really, Morgan Rielly or Anderson on merit, on point, on stats,
sure,
they lose out due to the every team must be represented. And I, the NHL will never go away from that.
No, but if that's going to be the case, then I think you go back to your conference versus conference. And you could even do a rotation. This year, it's the Atlantic and the Pacific versus the Metro and the Central.
That'd be interesting.
Rather than just the Eastern ones versus
the Campbell versus the Whales.
Sure. So there's a lot of ways of looking at it. But to me, one of the two's got to go. And I agree with you. They won't ever do away with the every team must be represented. Then we've probably – the three-on-three thing was kind of fun in the mini tournament and whatever. But
And if you want to look at – okay, I get it. You know what? Carlson is a legit star in this league.
Yep.
Not having a great season. Man, at points is putrid.
But you can hide that on a normal 20 versus 20 game, right?
Oh, like, you don't need to hide him.
Well, you know what I mean.
In a three-on-three. No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, in a three-on-three is where you want to see him. To me, I'm looking at Green out of Detroit. You are neither the best player anywhere.
24 points.
And you are not a star.
Right.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, to me, that's the guy holding Morgan Rielly out.
This is right? It. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You're terrible. And after watching Detroit in that last game, why is Athanasiou not on this team, man? He looked dynamite. He's going to be the fastest guy in the NHL, that guy.
No.
I guarantee you.
He's not faster than Connor.
Oh, well.
Well, he's in the NHL.
Yeah, he is in the NHL. It's true. And I did say fastest guy in the NHL. But I'd love to see it. Honestly, that guy has.
Well, so now we select teams for the skills comp. Kind of.
Why not?
Yeah. No, I
don't care about the game. I went to see the skills competition here. I went on New Year's Eve day.
Right.
Right, to watch the Sens skills competition. And it's interesting. And
sure.
I'd much rather go and see somebody try and hit 105 mile per hour slap shot.
Yeah.
Than watch crappy 3-on-3 hockey.
I guess my point was, if you had done your standard East versus West, you have room for Carlson and Stone. You can get your star and your guy who's earned it.
I know. And I'm with you. It may sound like we're arguing two different. But to me, they're never going to do away with one rep from each team. Ottawa doesn't deserve to have more than one rep.
Right.
Right? So to me, send Mark Stone.
If doesn't fit. Now we need another defenseman.
Okay, take the all-star off of it.
Yeah.
Let's call it Festival de Hockey.
Gary's Wet Dream Weekend.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Jurgens on the back. How about that?
Gross. And Zengis Girgensons leading the way for the Buffalo Sabres. Yes. Is he still even in the league? I can't even fucking remember.
No, we'll probably see him in the Olympics.
Awesome.
For Latvia or wherever he is.
Man, that's about the extent of my all-star interest, but... Just some of the names to get.
I don't care for it at all.
You and I most years are in Montreal the weekend that it goes down, and on the Saturday night we typically throw on the skills thing. Well, you have a beer or whatever, and then Sunday I just don't care to watch the.
No, well, that's what I'm saying is you want to see the fastest skater, you want to see that. Show me that,
and they do a pretty good job of putting that together. But
right, and I want to see. And when I showed up here, I want to see the fastest skater. And I want to see the hardest shot.
Yeah.
Or maybe, and I love the old Ray Bourque hit the four targets.
Yeah, they're putting a middle one in this year. There's going to be a fifth target in the middle of the net.
Yeah.
Well, I guess is supposed to simulate hitting them right in the fucking crest.
Then we should excel.
Yeah. I was just going to say, can we get Nick Antropov back in there or something?
Well, or you know what you should do? You should, if you want to have Sammy Salo.
Put 112 mile an hour right into the crest.
Or no, up in the glass, just about 10 feet to the left of the net.
I'm with you. That's the Freddie Modine shot for Leafs fans.
Go. Wham! Look at that. Holy Christ. Good thing I didn't hit the net. That would have hurt somebody.
It's true, man. Anything else on this one?
No, All-Star Game sucks.
All right. On that, we'll see you.
Well. This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.